Kurt, what's your assessment on that heavy defeat at Leigh tonight?
Very difficult. Very difficult to sum it up at the moment. Competed for 40. It was very, very poor for 40. It's been the story of the season. The inconsistency.
That second half, I think it was 8 straight tries. That's quite some collapse, and probably for the first time this season that we've seen that.
Yeah, I can't make any excuse for it. Well, I won't let them make any excuses. I won't let this group dip and fall. We just spoke about soldiers being in trenches and fighting their way out. We have to fight our way out. We got to half-time, I briefed the group, and then just before kick-off, I lost Ethan Ryan, Joe Keyes with his back, and I just completely thrown everything off again. I can't tell you how many times I've got to half-time and I've lost a player at half-time.
Just on Ethan Ryan and Joe Keyes, what have they done, Kurt?
So Ethan Ryan's broke his thumb. Joe Keyes is his same consistent reoccurring back injury. Dan Russell's failed his HIA. Logan Lewis has potentially done his knee again.
Obviously, you're doing it tough, but when you're up against a quality side like Leigh and you're having to sort of reposition players, it almost makes the job impossible.
Yeah, you can't win games, Mick. It's very difficult to win Super League games when you've got kids on the bench at rest of times. And then when you've got to put kids on out of position, it's extremely difficult. You're relying on a lot of things to fall into place to win games, and it just doesn't work at this level. So yeah, we are in the trenches at the moment. We've got to keep fighting to get out of them.
The fact that you showed that fighting spirit in that first half and it was a respectable scoreboard, is that the most disappointing factor?
Yeah, it is, because it shows that even when we're down so many bodies, we can compete. We can compete with the top teams in the competition. It may not be for long enough, but we can show we can compete for a period of time. And so yeah, it's extremely frustrating.
It looked like you had a word with Liam Rush at half-time.
I attempted to. And understandably, he said he'd speak to me in the tunnel, but by the time he'd got into the tunnel, I'd briefed my team. So I'd like to just add a bit of advice from him, what I can speak to my team about, what we can do better. I think the penalty count around half-time was 10-1, maybe. So I'd just like to get clarity.
I think I had the half-time penalty count 8-1 and 4 set restarts to nil. Is that a fair reflection, or do you feel like you've been harshly treated on that?
Oh, no, there's certainly some where we run them off the ball, escorting, where it's dead set our fault, but there's a lot of other ones where it's going to have a lot of question marks. So that's why I'd like to have spoken to him in the moment.
There was no Zach Fulton. What's up with Zach?
He has pulled out with a reoccurring neck injury. He's been sent for a scan and they found more bulging discs in his neck.
Is there any ETA on that, or is that...?
Well, I'd be very lucky again to play for the rest of the season.
Wow, clearly doing it tough.
Yes, Mick, yeah, it is. I'm not sure at this moment in time I'll have 17 for to lose. At this moment in time, again, we'll readdress it when we get in. It'd have been nice to maybe, when the game had gone, look after the likes of Logan Lewis, Joe Miller, Andy Ackers. But we're just not in a position to.
How would you keep that sort of belief, that positivity, keep the players focused with everything that's going on?
It's difficult, it's very hard, but the one thing I don't let them do is feel sorry for themselves. The moment they feel sorry for themselves, we just spoke about being soldiers. Anybody who can't get out the trench, we've been buried in it. You have to get out of this. We have to. We have to fight, scrape, and get out of the hole.
And just this whole situation now, I think the injury count's probably 16, 17 potentially from what you've just said. What can you control? What can you do now before that trip to Toulouse? Can you bring bodies in?
I'm not sure. Right now, I haven't got the answer to that, Mick.
I know you've mentioned on Wednesday when we spoke that potentially Ryan Sutton, Phoenix Steinwade could be back, Ryan with a thumb and Phoenix with the HIA.
Yeah, so Phoenix is a tricky one. So he's had to see a certain specialist because he had so many head injuries. So if he doesn't pass through this other specialist we've seen, he could be out for the season. So we're hoping on this new specialist that he can play. Ryan Sutton probably shouldn't play. Ryan Sutton shouldn't play against Toulouse, but I'm pretty sure I've got a bloke when I turn in tomorrow morning for review who's telling me he's going to play.
Just on Elliot Poposhe, what a season he's having, certainly thrown in at the deep end. Good to see him rewarded with his second Super League try of the year.
Yeah, again, you talk about soldiers, and Elliot's a good soldier. He works hard, he gets a load wrong, but it's never through effort or energy, and I thought he turned up tonight.
Kurt, you talk about soldiers and sort of being in the trenches, but did you feel heads went down and anyone gave up second half when the drives were just flying in the front centre?
I don't think anybody gave up. I thought systematically we failed. In technical collision we failed, then ultimately can't claw it back from there.
You talk about systematically failing. How hard is that to adjust the system in 5 minutes? Like you said, when Ethan goes off, all of a sudden that left edge, which is basically had him on all year, suddenly doesn't, and it just looks so much 10 times harder, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, it's... And the difficulty that I have is when I put somebody in who's not the regular, they don't know what Super League looks like. So I'm putting them in a position that they've never played before at the elite level. Yeah. So they're learning on the go, which is impossible to compete at. So that's the difficulty of it. But the experience these blokes are going to get from this, your Elliot Poposhes, your Jamie Gills, these kids that were playing Super League, when they shouldn't be playing this level yet, not consistently, will have learned so many lessons.
And is that got to be the main thing? You've got to take the lessons from tonight and take them forward in the last three games?
It has to be. It has to be. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, Leon hasn't really got much of a chance to play. It was a pretty poor knock on, but gifted one of the tries. Obviously, you're giving players a chance to play. How frustrating is it when they're maybe not taking those chances?
Again, it's difficult. Leon's had an opportunity to play. Again, he's gone on there, he's done some good things and got some things wrong. But again, it's just so difficult when he's not had the reps in there. He's not played a lot of Super League, he's played quite a bit of reserves.
I spoke to Logan after the game, and like you say, he was limping and he has got a problem. Obviously, Wonga, right, you can see he was fully strapped up, but still scored that good try in the first half. Obviously, I guess it's difficult. You've got a lot of players playing nowhere near 100%, haven't you?
Yeah, I promise you, a full team. I've got Joe Mellor at the moment who's my captain, who is absolutely exhausted. The bloke is absolutely exhausted. I've brought him off and I've said, Joe, you're going to have to go back on. I've had to go and speak to Logan, pit side, and plead with him to go on the field because I just can't get him a rest or get him off the field. So I'm asking far too much of him.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those things, isn't it? You're giving players sort of tactical time off and then all of a sudden they can't. They've got to come back on in 2 minutes. It's so difficult. No one's getting that chance to recharge him for 15, 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I'm surprised anybody even talked to him review days because I tell him I'm trying to give him a rest and then I throw him back out there and I'm playing blokes injured. They're a good group of boys.
Obviously, how do you raise the players now for the last three games? They can raise themselves, or will they need a bit of, not looking after, but a little bit of a talking to be like, come on, you still got three games left, there's still stuff to fight for it.
I think it's difficult because you don't know what the environment looks like. It's absolutely ruthless. Our environment is ruthless. When we've lost, it's ruthless, it's brutal. When we win or when we've won, we've been brutal because we haven't been good enough in certain moments. We have an environment that is absolutely brutal and ruthless, so there's nothing that gets left behind or not spoken about. This group will get himself ready for Toulouse, will be ready for the fight again, and whoever I put on that field will be ready for that game.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Nick the Game Caller Gledhill.